Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am really, really thrilled because today with me, I have Hal, who is the developer of the Heroic Heart. As a recovering workaholic, disguised as a highly successful Fortune 100 corporate branding and marketing executive, Hal hid his authentic self and his divine gifts from the world for over 40 years. After spending 59 years of using his gifts and talents in service to others, Hal is now on time in rescuing his inner child to return joy, wisdom, and playfulness back into his world. In 2013, surrounded by the death of both parents, malaise in his life, lack of fulfillment in his work, and a physical heart challenge, Hal set off on his transformational journey on February of 2014 to identify and claim his own heroic heart. And Hal is going to tell us all about how that happened and what that looks like for him today. Hal, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Vicki, I'm so honored to be a part of your phenomenal program. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, we're thrilled to not only have you on air today, but also that you would be contributing to our wonderful new book, the latest in our series of bestsellers, The Voyage to Your Vision, along with Marsha Weider. So I'd like to start off by asking you to share what your vision is and how that's changed over time to bring you to where you are today.
I think, you know, when you read the bio there, I've been in marketing and branding, and I've always done what I was good at, but I've always done what people expected me to do. And there was an inner calling in me that's always just been a little dormant, and my writing's been for other people but never for my own heart. And the truth is, after I lost both my parents within 6 months of each other in 2013, basically, on February the 24th, I woke up with a really horrible pain in my chest, and I got up and took my blood pressure, and it was 183 over 117.
Oh my gosh!
That was at 4:25 in the morning. I'll never forget it. So I went and found my will, and I put it at my doorstep because I live alone, and just in case I died during the middle of the night. And it really was more than a wake-up call for me. It woke me up, but it also said, it's time to get on with what you came here to do. And I had a choice that day to either move into my gifts and to in my heart and to really do what I've been wanting to do, or to just keep doing and work my way to retirement at 62. So I negotiated my departure from my company. I told my boss, I said, I love you, but I love me more, and I refuse to die at my door, at my desk here, working this way. And so I began this journey of trying to figure out, what this gift really was meant to be, and how I was supposed to bring it forth, and just how I allowed spirit to come back and pour back through me and over me, and invited my parents and all my guardians and angels to help me create a vision. The vision was this. I realized that I'd lived 59 years and had kind of smothered who I was and my authenticity and my gifts. And so my dream at that point was, I see a world where children and their parents see their gifts, they know what their purpose is, they understand that there's a divine spark that's being called and pulled out of them. They have a way to have that developed and polished and nurtured and experienced, and that they can move into a world every day where they do what they love and they bring their joy and their gifts into the world, and that, you know, they're in support and encourage each other to follow that purpose all their lives and not ever to have the stress of having to produce and stuff like I was, because it was killing me, and my wake-up call was one for everybody at the same time, and that's why I'm moving forward with Heroic Hearts, because that's what it took for me to walk away from the paradigm that I'd created for 59 years, to be honest with you, Vicki.
Well, tell us a little bit about Heroic Hearts and the whole intention there and this whole shift in your contribution to the world.
Well, again, I realize that there's an absolutely incredible gift that we're given by our Creator. And that gift has been given to us to bring forward. And so many of us are afraid to step into what that gift is, which is really our superhero power. And the more I thought about how I would bring that gift forward and remove all the kryptonite from my life, to be honest with you, is how do I step out of fear and just know that when I'm doing my gift, I will be supported, and that there are miracles waiting to support me when I invite that gift to be put into the highest service that I can. So the Heroic Heart is really, first of all, an awareness that you are uniquely special among all 7 billion people on the planet. We all have something to bring forward. And just that we live in a country where we have the freedom and the opportunity to allow that to potentially come through when we have the support of people that love us. And the Heroic Heart for me is a blessing to children and to people who face obstacles and overcome those obstacles and walk in as an example and a model for what it looks like to be courageous. And courageous is a French word which means the spirit, you know, the spirit and the heart. And that's what I'm inviting people to do with this book and with the program and the platform that I'm creating called Heroic Hearts.
That's beautiful. So tell us a little bit about what kind of challenges you faced during this transition, because you've been so good at what you've done for so long in the corporate environment to make that shift. What did that look like for you, and how did you resonate with all of that, bring it all together for yourself?
Well, the first thing was just my health challenge, which really brought everything to a focus. And I had to make a decision that I wanted to live, and I decided that if I was going to live, I was going to give everything I had while I was here and in my productive years here of all of the wisdom that I've gained over time. But for me, it started with this statement to myself that I refuse to allow situations to take away my vitality and my spirit, and I'm here to live in joy and the world. I'm the playground leader of the new world. That's what my statement was. So to really be more spontaneous and joyful, my challenge was, number one, to believe in myself and to trust me and to bring my gift forward into the world. I would say it was knowing when to ask for guidance and help, and knowing that when I allow spirit to kind of pour over me and I can get out of my own way, that blessings follow me instantly. For me to remember that it's okay to make mistakes while I'm trying to move in a spiritual manner in the world, and that humans do make mistakes, but, you know, I'm forgiven always, and I can always learn from what I'm doing. My challenge was to really remember that from the highest levels that I'm loved and supported by things that I know and things that I can't see or understand, that to not let fear or doubt get in the way of doing what I came to do, and to remember that I am the only one that's ever stopping me from being grand. And I just wanted to that everybody know that's in all of us, and that we can do that, and to remember that to pause each, you know, before I make a decision and say, in this breath, in this choice, in this word, in this action, is this serving my highest purpose? And as I moved into that, I found that things that I was doing were becoming mystical for me, and that everything was being aligned, and that all of a sudden, the higher purpose that I lived, the more heroic my heart became.
Oh, that is so beautiful, Hal. So tell us a little bit about, a little bit more. You covered it in an overview, but a little bit more about your vision for Heroic Hearts and what that looks like for you going forward and how that might impact the world, especially our future leaders, our children.
I just want everybody, you know, my vision is that these, it's a 1-2 punch for me from a vision standpoint, to be honest with you, Vicki, and there may be a lot of spinoffs with where this is going, but right now it's a story about this little bear whose mother gives birth to him prematurely. In that situation, his heart's not fully developed, so he's born at Bear Memorial Hospital, and he's asked to be taken to, the doctors tell his mother that they really need to take him to a human hospital, and the hospital's called Heroic Hearts, and it's where kids go to have their hearts put back together again. But before he leaves, his mother sings him a lullaby, and that lullaby stays in his heart and in his head the whole time he's gone away from her, about 150 miles away. But over time, he realizes that his desire to be with his mother and the people that he loves is more important than getting his heart perfect. So he understands along this journey, it's the, you know, it's Joseph Campbell's you know heroic journey that we all take, that his heart grows with every step he moves into the unknown while he trusts his heart to listen to that song and to follow his inner guidance. And that's what I really want kids to know, is that you already know the truth to everything, that you can, if you'll just listen to your guidance and follow your heart and your instincts, that you may make a few mistakes, but you're always being guided and protected. And when he finds his mother finally, just by listening and asking questions, that she promises to read him a story and tell him a story about who he is, where he came from, why he's so special. And every night she tells him a story before he goes to bed. And in doing that, they make a permanent connection with one another forever. And the other thing is, I'm currently setting this up for 8 stories, which talk about the virtues of the heart. So it may cover forgiveness and compassion and vulnerability. And as my little bear hero, Eli, learns that story, his heart continues to grow, and he sees models of that being done around the world. And eventually kids get badges for each one of those virtues that they read about. And when they've got enough, they're eligible to come to our superhero camp with their parents to learn who they are, why they're special, what gifts they have, how to follow their passions and to create their dreams, and then to be supported by one another as a family unit to create a memorable bond where they will always remember that time at camp where they remembered who they were and why they were together and how they can support each other. And there are a lot of other spinoffs that are coming, but right now that's the 1-2 punch that I'm creating.
Oh, that is really fantastic. And, you know, you can just hear the passion in your voice for you know, what you have going with this. It's just really, really incredible. So what else can you tell us about the process and getting to where you are today that really could help others to maybe be able to achieve the voyage to their vision?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's an awareness that I had to come to, that there, that divine spark, that divine creator chose me to come and walk in the world and play in this world and learn to create and have fun. And that we lose sight of that because we try to drive ourselves for ambition and feed the ego and get money and everything. But ultimately, that spark just wants to come and play and learn and grow and love and just really make a difference in the world and be light and playful. Secondly, that, you know, that for us to all understand that there is a unique gift that everybody has, and nobody can do it the way you're going to do it, and not to sit on that for your entire life, but to move into that early and stay connected to that gift, because that is where joy will come from, is living a life of fun and laughter and passion and letting other people catch the infection of who you are and why you do the things you do so uniquely. The ways that I've really helped reveal that stuff inside of me, Vicki, is to, number one, is I learned from Deborah Poneman, who does Yes to Success from years ago, but she taught me how to write for inspiration and to ask my divine source questions and to just write those questions. Just don't think about it, but to write, and to ask God questions about how can I best serve you today? What's my purpose? you know, those kind of things that really give you incredible guidance and to allow that wisdom of that trusted source to pour through you. Secondly, is to ask those questions, how can I connect with you better? What's my purpose? But the other thing that I like to do is to walk in nature. I think there are amazing signs that are always looking to be presented to us. It might be a song that comes up on the radio when you ask a question and it gives you the exact words that you're looking for. There may be something you see in nature that speaks to your heart. You know, for me, this may sound strange, but I started seeing license plates with a deceased friend's initials on it and the numbers behind it. So I studied numerology to understand what message was being given to me from a higher source that I couldn't see and what I was supposed to do with that information. So, you know, asking yourself those questions about, you know, what brings you the most joy. Look at the people you invite into your life. Those, you know, they're there for a reason. They're there to teach you and to guide you and to support you, and to just really study yourself. You know, the old saying, "To thine own self be true," or "Know thyself." You know, I think that's so important to really just. I did a lot of time studying me, who I am, why I'm unique, and what gifts I had, and I finally was able to have an awareness once my near-death experience came on me, and it just flooded me like crazy, and I cried for a day just feeling how precious I really was and to know that I had a divine gift to give.
Wow, that is so beautiful. So what are the top tips that you would recommend to anyone considering what you've been through and the challenges and transitioning to something that maybe honed you for your true gifts to the world but wasn't really the place that you knew you need to be?
First of all, it's really getting connected to who you are. When you see something that makes you smile or you see something that's beautiful, find out what's drawing you to that. I love writing. I love telling stories. I love making children laugh because they make me laugh. So, you know, find out what brings you joy. Find out what brings that that sense of levity and lightness and allow miracles to be invited to you by doing that stuff. Again, I studied some of the ancient sciences of astrology and numerology just for me. That's not for everybody, but there's such wisdom in the names that were chosen for us, and we helped select for who we are and why we're here with our divine purpose and our soul's gift and, just some great, great stuff in there that I use. Actually, when I do life coaching, I use numerology to help guide people on some insight that it's their blueprint. Now, I'm going to tell you what you wrote for yourself. This is your script. So I use that for me, and it's just fun to do. But for me, I go walking. I walk. I've lost 65 pounds as of last February, as of the recording of this. I walk 7 miles every day, and I just get out there and do things that makes me feel alive, and I take everything in. But just know that there's nothing that blocks you except for you, and that just look for sources of inspiration and find yourself again, and just start writing and recording your thoughts and what makes you feel good and what you love doing and try to do that. You know, for me, that's what's been working for me. And honestly, every time I take this little bear out, there are miracles that show up in my life. And I'd love to tell you about those if we had time. Just one example, for example.
Well, share one example with us.
One example. So I took him to a little playground in Sonoya, Georgia, and all of a sudden, 10 kids showed up to spin on the merry-go-round with this little bear, and one of the fathers came over because I had a photographer with me, and he said, "What are y'all doing?" I said, "We're telling this story about this little bear that got separated from his mother. He had a heart defect, and he was born prematurely, and they got separated for a while, and his journey back to find her was what it was all about." So this guy, his name was David. He kind of teared up, and he said, I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "That's my son's story. See that little boy over there? His name is Paxton. He has Down syndrome, and he was born a couple of years ago with a congenital heart failure. He was taken away from us here in Atlanta to a hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, called Le Brouwer, and we didn't see him for a while. And, you know, you're telling my son's story. How can I help you with your book?" I said, "Just be an incredible father every minute that you guys are together. And one day I'll find a way to work Paxton in as one of the characters. So you'll see Paxton show up in my book. But just you know, this bear invites miracles. So by me telling that story, you know, a lot of people were touched standing around him listening to that story and who he is. And I've had 15 miracles just in the last 2 weeks. Every day he goes out, he invites a miracle to me because I'm in joy and he is too, and they're safe talking to a bear, and they trust a big guy with a bear for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So this is so fantastic, and time has just flown with you, Hal. Can you tell me, Mr. Hal Price, how we can get a hold of you? Because I'm sure a lot of our listeners and readers will really want to be able to touch base.
I am working on launching my new website, which is it'll be www.heroicheart.com, and that should be ready by the time this book is out, to be honest with you. But it'll have not only behind-the-scenes looks at how I created the stories and a lot of pictures and stories, but also people whose lives are being touched and their own heroic heart stories of individuals who've been touched by this bear, as well as just some great journeys that Eli takes every single day. I'm documenting his journey for 365 days in a blog for each day for kids to read as well.
Fabulous. And I know you have Facebook presence. So how would they find you on Facebook?
Just go to Facebook and look for Hal Price, H-A-L-P-R-I-C-E, and I'm all over the place.
I know you are doing wonderful things. Hal, thank you so much for being with us. It's just been such a joy, especially in current times, to have such an uplifting of hope and love that you're bringing to the world. Thank you so much for your contribution.
I invite everybody just to follow your heart. It's the easiest thing that you'll ever do and the hardest thing at the same time. Just trust your heart and follow that, and you'll be heroic.
I love it. Thank you so much, Hal.
You're welcome, Vicki. Thank you.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global communities and broadcasts, you can find us at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.